Human rights groups have appealed to Saudi authorities not to deliberately sever the spinal cord of a man who allegedly paralyzed someone else in a fight. Amnesty International has said that would violate the United Nations Convention on Torture, as well as principles of medical ethics. Could the Saudis be backing down? Well, I want to go live to CNN's Mohammed Jamjoum in Abu Dhabi. Mohammed, tell us what is the latest here. Obviously, this has surprised and shocked a lot of people who've heard about this case recently.
Suzanne, a high-ranking Saudi government official told me just a short while ago that the president of the courts in Tabuk, that's the province in Saudi Arabia where this case is happening, has officially denied that paralysis as a punishment was ever actually considered by the court there. But here's where it gets complicated, as do most cases in Saudi Arabia get complicated. In fact, the president of the court also gave an interview to a Saudi newspaper just a few hours ago, and he's quoted as saying that they actually did reach out to hospitals in Saudi Arabia trying to ascertain if this kind of a surgery to sever a man's spine could be done. But he adds this was only done in an effort to convince the plaintiff that this kind of surgery was an impossibility, that it could not actually be performed in Saudi Arabia. Ultimately, now the president of the court is saying that the kind of judgment that will be rendered in this would only include the payment of blood money by the plaintiff to the victim and the victim's family. Suzanne?
So we have seen a number of these controversial cases in Saudi Arabia recently that have been quite shocking, actually. Why does this keep happening?
Suzanne, Saudi Arabia practices a very puritanical version of Islam called Wahhabism. And in that version of Islam, you still see eye for an eye type punishments being doled out. Judges there have wide discretion and latitude to try to impose the law, enforce Islam the way they see fit, and to dole out the kind of punishments they think are appropriate. But what you're seeing recently are more and more of these controversial cases emerging. In the past few years, we've seen the case of a child bride who has refused her request to get a divorce from a man much older than her. We've seen the case of a 19-year-old girl who was raped, and then she was sentenced to a punishment harsher than the punishment that some of her attackers got. Lately, we saw a sentence of a man who was accused of sorcery in Saudi Arabia. He was sentenced to die. That case is still pending. And because these cases are emerging, it's really showing this societal struggle that's going on in Saudi Arabia between the hardliners and between the moderates and the progressive. The moderates and the progressives there know that these kinds of cases, they will give Saudi Arabia a black eye in the international community. And they want to see a streamlining of the justice system there. They want to see the justice system and the courts modernized. They want to get rid of what they consider to be this draconian type of justice. Suzanne?
Mohammed, thank you very much.